Club, my girl Anita was like, boy, your right ankle's really swollen. I didn't even know it.
You were playing in the wrong shoes. But, if I'm being real, you know what?
Like, but this shit just shows how tough I am.
Yeah, that's true. You fight
I played through injuries.
High ankle
sprain. I had a high ankle sprain. Didn't even know it. Yeah. I'm walking around just fine.
You're built like, different.
Dude, I'm cut from a different cloth.
Yeah.
Or like you and Guru, you guys don't play hurt. You guys get hurt and it's, oh, my injuries. Oh, right ankle. Oh, my Achilles. You know? Just built different. That's all.
You're like Brock Purdy, some would say. You recover quickly.
I am like Brock Purdy right now, where I'm probably underpaid, but it sounds like in a year or two, Brock Purdy will not be underpaid.
Could you imagine coming in here and telling the bosses, I want to reset the radio host market.
I want to reset the morning drive market. I want to reset it right now, Matt. My contract's coming up. I need the bag. It's Jed York. Jed York sounds like he's going to give Brock Purdy a bag. And why do I bring that up? Well, let's just listen to Jed himself down in Orlando yesterday discussing Brock Purdy possibly resetting the quarterback market.
And I think it's a good problem when your quarterback is one of your highest paid guys on your team and in the league. So there's a lot of planning that goes into it. I'm glad that we have Prague, JL, Kyle. Like, they're the ones that will figure out the details of it. And I just have to sign the check, so... My part in that's pretty easy.
That's kind of hard too, isn't it?
It's not hard. I mean, it's what the market is, right? Like, it's not like Brock is going to ask for something that no one has ever asked for before. You have, I don't know how many players making over $40 million as a quarterback right now. And when we signed Jimmy several years ago, you know, it was the largest deal in the history of the NFL for 3 minutes. But we were paying Jimmy 26 or 27, and you see, like, the market has just, it's changed. And I, like, whether I like it or not, like, that's what the market is, and you have to accept the reality of the world. And to me, the quarterback is the most important position, not just in football, but in all sports, and those guys should be paid a lot of money.
All right, so Shasky just put his head down, and he shook his head. I'm not even going to guess.
It's just unnecessary. If you want to leverage someone, like if you understand negotiating on any level, all right, like, why would you? It's unnecessary to say this out loud.
Well,
like, what if he has a stinker season? Is he going to reset the market again?
Well, my question is 888-957-9570. How does it make you feel that the owner wants to help Brock Purdy reset the quarterback market? Now, we're going to break down the numbers of the highest-paid quarterbacks in just a second here.
There are 10 guys making over 40 to this point.
Oh, I understand.
At quarterback.
But resetting the market means you're getting Burrow money. You're getting Deshaun Watson money. You're getting Lamar Jackson money.
Well, we can all agree when you bring up Deshaun Watson's name, he's the eighth. In terms of AAV, eighth highest. He got $230 million guaranteed. Every single football fan across the country would say, gross overpay. And then have you seen the moves that Cleveland is able to do the next couple of years with how much is guaranteed to him?
Yeah, it's not
It's good. Not pretty.
Trust me, I play with them on Madden.
So you understand.
Their cap for the first 3 years is terrible.
It's a nightmare.
You have to let everybody go, basically.
It's a nightmare. So, like, the Deshaun Watson contract is a gross overpay. So we can talk about market and all that stuff, but it also has to be value for you, and you have to also see, you know, you have to let it kind of play itself out.
So, because I want to get into all this.
Yes.
So, Joe Burrow is going to be making $55 million.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. Yeah.
Justin Herbert, 52 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson, 52. Jalen Hurts, 51. Kyler Murray, 46 million. He's going to make 50 the next season. Deshaun Watson, 46. Patrick Mahomes, 45. Kirk Cousins, 45. Josh Allen, 43 million. Daniel Jones, 40 million. So, what Jed York says, Brock Purdy's going to reset the quarterback market. How does that make you feel as a Niner fan? Is that the right move? Now, if he wants to reset the quarterback market, maybe they already have it planned that they're going to put in the Jimmy Garoppolo clauses, and I call them the opt-outs, where the team can get out of it in April. Now, if you want to do that with Brock Purdy.
Cap had that too.
Yeah, I'm not going to be mad at that.
Yeah.
If you do that with Brock Purdy. But if you are talking about resetting the quarterback market and giving Brock Purdy at least $55 million per season, I don't know about that.
Well, I'm glad you made that distinction.
$55 million a year for Brock Purdy. I like Brock Purdy a lot.
Save that. Just save that one.
I like Brock Purdy a lot. I don't like him at $55 million per year. Now you're telling me this is a quarterback who carry your entire offense. You don't need Debo. You don't need it. You can, you're that good. You don't need premium weapons outside of you. That's what the $55 million screams to me. And why is he older? And I understand January's talking and he's feeling good about himself. But why would you? I'm with you, Shasky. You don't have to bring this up
it's now.
It's
unnecessary.
How about we deal with Brandon Ayuk first? Can we get Brandon Ayuk done first?
It's so unnecessary.
Now we're talking about Brock Purdy resetting the quarterback market. Folks, we're not talking about $30 million a year. We're talking about being a top five paid highest quarterback.
Let's do the
right
math.
Now, Brock Purdy, Niner fans, seriously. Is Brock Purdy a top five? Is he worth top five money at the quarterback position?
Not yet. And let's see what next year happens. Like, to me, this is all we're getting way ahead of ourselves. Let's see another year. Let's see what ends up happening. Did we not learn anything from the Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson contracts?
Apparently we did.
I mean, like, you have to be 100% certain in these circumstances. $55 million. Let's just say even if it's a one-year guarantee. Do you know what $55 million is on the 49er offense currently?
What's that?
It's $20 million for Trent,
yep.
$20 million for Debo, and $14 million for Brandon Ayuk.
So you
tell me. Are you willing to sacrifice? And I'm asking 49er fans, are you willing to sacrifice three of your top, what, six or seven players for just the quarterback, even if it's for one season of guaranteed
money? How do you feel about Brock Purdy?
I'm very reluctant on that. Like, first off, the comment is unnecessary because I have to, this is the thing, I have the franchise tag in my back pocket. Do I want to go down that route? No, but I can if I need to. And so to me, you're getting way ahead of yourself. Right, way ahead of yourself. So it's all about the guaranteed money. That's the number one thing. The franchise guarantee. Tag, the one negative about the franchise tag is if you are like the top five money right now, give me the top five quarterbacks. So, it's an average of those two. What's the guarantee?
It's Joe Burrow, 55, Justin Herbert, 52.5, Lamar Jackson, 52, Jalen Hurts, 51.
Okay, so let's say it's 53. For the sake of this argument, you have to have $53 million to hit your books that year, right? So that's where the franchise tag is difficult. No. But to me, it's the most underutilized tool in football. What, like, I look at Jalen Hurts' contract, and I love Jalen Hurts. I'm betting on him to be better next year. I love him. That one makes me wheezy, doesn't it?
Well, what's the guarantee going to look like? Because here's the guaranteed money. Joe Burrow's getting $219 million guaranteed. Now, fully guaranteed is $146 million for Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Fully guaranteed for Herbert is $133 million. Fully guaranteed for Lamar Jackson is $135 million. Fully guaranteed for Jalen Hurts is $110 million. Fully guaranteed. Now, the total guaranteed goes up even more. Total guaranteed money for Joe Burrow is $219 million. Justin Herbert's at $193 million, and I think Justin Herbert's overpaid.
I agree with that.
He has not proven to be a $52 million quarterback per year. Brock Purdy, 888-957-9570. Jen York went out there yesterday and said he expects Brock Purdy to reset the quarterback market. When I saw that headline, I said, well, first of all, why are we talking about this now? Maybe you got to ask the question.
You.
But number two, what if he struggles next year?
But
are we sure? And what does this mean? I got so many questions about this.
But as a negotiation tactic, why would you say that?
What does Shanahan think?
Yeah, that's a great
Shanahan's
question.
Shanahan's got the final say.
That's a great question.
Does Shanahan believe that Brock Purdy's going to reset the quarterback market?
Possibly.
Sure Kyle's on board with that?
What do you think the Seahawks, Rams, and the Cardinals want? They want you to reset the quarterback market.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't they?
Oh, my gosh.
Like when Kyler got I probably like Kyler more than the average fan. Most average fans don't like Kyler.
Yeah, I like Kyler.
I like Kyler more than the average fan. And even I'm like, yeah, I would have a hard time paying him the money that I would. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't. He hasn't done enough. He's always hurt. I wouldn't do it, right? That's just me. I don't understand this. Everyone needs to get paid years in advance thing that we see from the media and certain segments of the fan. Let it play out.
Yeah,
why are we quick to cash everyone out when it hurts the team?
No, but then I look at Brock Purdy and we look at this postseason run. Did he look like a $55 million a year quarterback in the postseason?
I mean, let's just compare him to Mahomes in the Super Bowl. There was a clear difference.
I mean, night and day.
Right, and so
there could have been the difference in the first game against Jordan Love.
Well, I mean, I would say he stuck for three quarters. He did, but in the fourth quarter, in money time, he looked better than Jordan Love, right? Look, we could play both sides of that coin. I would agree with you, though. He did not look like one of the top three quarterbacks in the league in the postseason overall, right? That's like Lamar Jackson had a monster year this year. He looked terrible, absolutely terrible in the AFC Championship game, but I'm still paying him that kind of money, right? I just do the simple math this way. I watched it happen with Dak Prescott. I've watched it happen with other organizations like Russell Wilson with Seattle. You have to be unbelievably confident that that guy can create when others aren't around and can elevate the entire roster when you're investing that kind of money.
So,
like Josh Allen.
I'm eager to hear from Niner fans on this. 888-957-9570. I hope we're not the only ones who feel like this, but I also want to hear from people who feel like he's deserving of resetting the quarterback market. Again, Jed York said this about Brock Purdy in the quarterback market. And I want people to chime in on this. 888-957-9570. Read some of the comments on the Comcast business text line and YouTube as well. Jed York said this about Brock Purdy in his upcoming contract.
And I think it's a good problem when your quarterback is one of your highest paid guys on your team and in the league. So there's a lot of planning that goes into it. I'm glad that we have Prague, JL, Kyle. Like they're the ones that will figure out the details of it. And I just have to sign the check. So my part in that's pretty easy.
That's kind of hard too, isn't it?
It's not hard. I mean, it's what the market is, right? Like it's not like Brock is going to ask for something that no one has ever asked for before. You have, I don't know how many players making over $40 million as a quarterback right now. And when we signed Jimmy several years ago, you know, it was the largest deal in the history of the NFL for 3 minutes. But we were paying Jimmy 26 or 27, and you see, like, the market has just, it's changed. And, whether I like it or not, like, that's what the market is. And you have to accept the reality of the world. And to me, the quarterback is the most important position, not just in football, but in all sports. And those guys should be paid a lot of money.
I think it's extremely important. Here's the question I ask you, Bonte. Is the quarterback the most important position on Kyle Shanahan's team?
It doesn't feel like it.
I think it's extremely important, but I do feel this situation might be a little different.
It doesn't feel like it at times. It feels like the quarterback is just running. It could be a function of the system. You know what I'm saying? But the part, and I don't want to disrespect Purdy. Purdy played very well outside of structure.
He was awesome.
He was awesome last season.
He was awesome.
But boy, when I look at the injuries he's already had, and I watch that Super Bowl back, and I'm saying to myself, boy, is that a quarterback I want to give? I mean, we're talking $55 million a year. I mean, Joe Burrow's total value of his contract is $275 million. Justin Herbert's total value of his deal is $262 million. Lamar Jackson is at $260, right? Jalen Hurts is at $255. Kyler Murray's at $230 million. Is Brock Purdy a $200 million quarterback? Like, think about that. Is Brock Purdy really a $200 million quarterback? Are we just up here bloviating and saying, being disrespectful?
No, I don't know.
I have a hard time. I think Brock did a lot of good things, man. Over $200 million and over 100-plus guarantee for Brock Purdy. It seems extreme.
If you pay a quarterback that kind of money, what's the next most important thing that you do?
Get the offensive line to protect them.
Nail the draft.
Because you need cheap
players to contribute on good salaries. Would you agree?
Well, Jay York brought up the draft.
You have to make sure that the draft is the lifeblood, right? Like that's the only way to have sustained success. And, you know, we made a decision to invest 3 first-round picks into a quarterback that didn't turn out to be the right choice. We got very lucky and very fortunate that a guy that we drafted in the 7th round made up for that. So, you know, in my mind, we invested 3 first-round picks into the position, not into necessarily the one specific player. That's the most important position that exists. But you can't rely on filling your needs through free agency for an extended period of time. You always supplement through free agency, and you supplement through trades, but you have to continue to build your team through the draft. And, you know, having, I don't know how many picks we have, but I think it's 10, 12 picks, something like that this year. You have to do well with those drafts.
He is right about building through the draft.
100%.
You're going to build through the draft.
Kansas City.
Kansas City, all the good teams. So, they Green Bay right now.
Yeah, who's Green coming Bay. Up.
Detroit has had great drafts. They built the nucleus of their team through the draft. You look at who else is out there. Dallas has had good drafts. Give them credit. Jerry Jones, he doesn't do a lot of things right, but they do draft well down in Dallas.
And the philosophy of this team will change forever, because even when Jimmy was making the money that he was making, you know, after a couple of years, after I think a year or whatever it was, it dropped significantly because the cap exploded, and then the quarterback market exploded almost immediately after Jimmy Garoppolo signed his contract and then sat the year out with the ACL injury. But, like, just think about it this way, 49er fans. The second you give one guy $55 million as an annual, you know, contract, you're missing some combination of, and I'll just do these ones to start with, Trent, Debo, Ayuk, or Kittle, Warner, McCaffrey, Dre Greenlaw, like,
right.
That's what you're sacrificing. You're not sacrificing one player. If you give that quarterback that money, you will be unable to probably retain three or four of your other top players. That's the trade-off.
It's going to be, just put more emphasis on the NFL draft to select the right players, to keep players, because now all of a sudden you're talking about replacing some premium talent here. So that could be the future here. I don't know why. Look, do you have to go down this avenue? I guess he was asked a question, Jed York, that is. And Brock Purdy resetting the quarterback market. You think about that. Like, Brock Purdy resetting the quarterback market. At one point in the future, Brock Purdy may be the highest paid player in the NFL.
Just kind of wrap
your mind around that.
That's crazy. So let me ask you this. Let's go to a couple of the recent contracts. Today, if I pulled 100 Niner fans, is Nick Bosa worth all the money he held out for?
I would say 50 will vote no.
Really?
At least 50.
Wow.
At least 50.
Both hit the ground running in terms of, like, impact immediately, Brock and Bosa. And I would be lying to you. I was all about pay Bosa. And I probably still, given everything that's, I probably still would end up paying Bosa. I probably would. But I think we can all agree, like, once you pay that guy, boy, you expect a lot from him. And the way you view Bosa, has it changed 1 year, calendar year, Niner fans?
Me? Oh, I speak for myself.
Okay, speak for yourself.
Absolutely. What I hear, when you get paid big money and you hold off for big money, which you deserve.
Yeah.
And I know about, like, the Niners went out there and they bent over backwards and gave him a few extra on top. Like, they didn't think they were going to have to pay him that much money, but they did. And they brought him in, and now when you hold out, I don't want to hear excuses. And I heard Bosa make multiple excuses about slow starts, about not coming to camp, about the defense, about the scheme, about not being prepared. And yeah, I'm down on Bosa right now. I'm saying to myself, I watched you in the final drive of regulation be on the sidelines.
I thought he had a really good Super Bowl other than that.
I thought he was solid. I thought he was solid.
The fourth and two, it was on him.
I mean, solid, but no, hell no. Hell no, I'm not. I got to see it again. So when I look at Brock,
yeah.
I need to see it again. I need to see it again for another season before we start talking about resetting the quarterback market. What if he goes out there next year and just throws 30 touchdowns, but he throws 18 picks? He turns the ball over a total of 22 times.
Exactly.
What if your offense doesn't score 30 points a game?
Or let me play the other side of the coin. Debo goes down, Kittle goes down, and we still win 13 games. Okay, now I know I can pay you.
But
right?
If Debo goes down and Trent Williams goes down, and you go 17-17-17,
yeah.
Then, yeah, I'm not resetting the quarterback market with you when you're going 17-17-17. It gets bad defense. Like, come on.
Yeah, I want to make sure we're playing both sides of the coin.
No,
here.
I know. But if he does ball out, then you got to do what you got to do.
I've had this conversation with Guru a few times. I believe Dak is a good player, a really good player, actually. But when you pay him that kind of money, doesn't everything get viewed through that prism?
Yep.
Oh, we can't afford Amari Cooper anymore? What do you mean we can't afford more defensive players? Wait a minute. The quarterback is going to get $60 million next year, guaranteed?
The conversation.
It makes it so much more difficult.
I just don't get why we're coming out here talking about resetting the quarterback market at the owners' meetings.
It's unnecessary.
Let's keep that close to the vest.
Well, it's something that we would laugh at Jerry Jones for doing.
Right. We would.
I mean, let's just call it what it is.
But no, it is. And it's like,
let's just call it what it is.
I get Jens filling himself because he is the principal owner now for the 49ers.
I mean, I think it's just a move from a family standpoint to just keep this team and our family for generations to come. I think it's reflective of sort of how we've operated. And my parents are going to stay the co-chairman. I don't think you're going to see really any change. It's much more of a long-term family planning thing and making sure that this team stays in our family for generations to come.
Has it been in the works for a while, Jet?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Estate planning stuff is, it's always a unique process within families, and you know, it's just something that we've always discussed. And I think watching different family successions and seeing how reading a will can be very different than having a conversation when everybody is still around and available to